This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The federal government is giving Colorado hospitals nearly $12 million to pay workers and expand COVID-19 testing. CPR's Natalia Navarro reports.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is awarding money to health centers all over the country, including 19 in Colorado. Top grants are going to Denver Health, $2.7 million, and Peak Vista Community Health Centers in Colorado Springs, $1.5 million. Officials say hospitals will use this funding to expand the range of testing and purchase personal protective equipment. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
Scientists in Boulder are analyzing data that focuses on whether the statewide stay-at-home order improved air quality. Jessica Gilman of NOAA says they began collecting data over a month ago.
And one thing that's interesting and unique to this project is that we don't exactly know when it's going to end. Usually you have a set deadline, you do your work, you go home at the end of it. We're hoping to catch the rebound of the economic activities.
Gilman says car counts in Metro Denver are creeping back up as economic activity slowly resumes. Scientists expect to publish their results in the coming months. Multiple red flag warnings today. They're in effect until 9 o'clock for the Denver area, 8 o'clock for Colorado Springs, Pueblo, Grand Junction, and for Vail. Strong winds across Colorado tonight are expected to die down by morning. 66 in Denver, 58 in Vail. This is CPR News.